Welcome back, or welcome if this is your first listen. This is Moon Meditations. Here each episode is a purposeful environment for encouragement, guided meditation, and positivity. I'm your host, the Poetic Pisces, and I'm glad you decided to join my frequency. Today the moon is in the first quarter phase in Capricorn. Our sun is in Libra, but here we are moved by the phases of the moon. It's the 16th of October, 2018. Our first quarter moon rises, and my family celebrates my nephew's transition into the next year of his life. I love you, Savion. Now, back to our moon. What does it mean for the moon to be in the first quarter? We're still taking action and caring for and fueling our intention we set forth with the new moon last week. Some things come easy to us, like second nature. We feel as though we barely have to lift a finger to get things done or to reach goals we set. Other times, our goal is challenged, sometimes constantly. A struggle does not equal suffering. So put in the effort. This phase of the moon reminds us to put in the effort. Take action if you're still committed. So how does the zodiac impact this moon? The moon reveals our inner emotional selves. It explores and explains our emotional personalities. The Capricorn, the goat, it's an earth sign and is ruled by Saturn. The Saturn is a planet of authority and structure. It explores our limitations and work ethic. The goat is known to be stubborn but strategic. So remember, this is the time to take action. Tap into your inner Capricorn, connect with Saturn, and keep your discipline in mind as you consider your commitment with the intention you planted. If you allow your limitations to overwhelm and discourage you, you won't put in the effort needed or the work required to see the fruit of your labor. For personal and spiritual reasons, I perform rituals. Rituals are impactful, and we all perform them, from prayer to yoga, from cooking to exercising. There's no shortage of them. Rituals improve attention, intention, and execution when it's done carefully. Do one thing at a time and do it deliberately. Don't be afraid to find or better yet create a ritual that serves you. It can be a burial ritual or it can be meditation. If you wish to meditate with me to manifest the things you deserve, find a private, quiet area. I'll give you a moment. Every meditation is not the same. They're not all created equal. We will never experience this moment again. Never will you be the exact same or in the exact same place ever again. So, as you find a space for yourself, clear your mind. Remove or release any and all blocks or limitations you've implanted on yourself, on your life. Bring awareness to your posture and your breath. Align yourself. Sit tall and confidently. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Think of your intention. Clear your mind. Soften your gaze and close your eyes. Release the thoughts that do not serve you. Bring positivity to yourself with affirmations. I organize my priorities with clarity. I have the freedom and power to create the life I deserve and desire. Use this time and space to visualize your success. Put energy into seeing yourself at your full potential. Are you still committed? I am committed. I persist with confidence. Bring awareness back to now, and when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Hopefully you've elevated yourself and you feel more enlightened, empowered. If you still have noise or static or any other distraction, do not be discouraged. Just as discussed today, if you want it deeply enough, and you're genuinely committed, put in the effort. Remember, struggling does not equal suffering. Thank you for joining me, and until next episode, inshallah, namaste, love and light, peace.